tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
I was thinking, since it's a new season and stuff, maybe we should have like a new song for our podcast.
What?
Well, yeah, because we don't even really have a theme song.
Yeah.
And we've just had the same intro, and now it's time.
Yeah.
I'm just getting tired of that.
All right.
I wrote some little short ditties.
Oh, sweet.
I wrote three of them. I want you to listen to them and then tell me which one you like best.
All right.
All right, here's the first one. It goes. This is the best and greatest podcast in the world. Tagcast. A long time ago, me and my brother Gatch.
Wait a minute, dude. I really like that, but I think that's already a song, isn't it? Isn't that Tenacious D's?
What? Tenacious D has a song about the Tagcast?
No, not about Tagcast. They got a song about the greatest song in the world, tribute or whatever.
Oh shit! Maybe I subliminally.
Yeah, you must have. Were you listening to it that day? Maybe.
No, but I've heard that song about four times. Well, fuck. Okay.
All right, you got another one.
Yeah,
right?
I got this other one. Okay, it goes. Tonight there's gonna be a tag cast somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
Wait.
Cause Terry and Gatch are around. Somewhere out on the internet.
Wait, what? That's a song too.
Dude, it is not. There's only 12. Who has a song about the Tagcast podcast?
That's Thin Lizzy.
Who?
Thin Lizzy.
I love Thin Lizzy.
I know. They didn't
bands.
Have a song about a Tagcast. They had one about Jailbreak.
Fuck, man. I'm 2-0. Or 0-2, whichever way you want. Okay, well, this is the last one.
All right.
I got one more.
All right.
Hopefully I didn't steal
this
one.
Yeah, third time's
a
charm.
Okay. The Tagcast podcast on the internet. Two of the all-time losers bringing you podcast death. We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the Tagcast podcast.
Wait. That's Aqualung, right? Or Locomotive Breath.
What's Locomotive Breath?
Right, Jethro.
Oh,
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull. Well, fuck, man.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you had the sponsors and everything in there, and that's.
So I'm doing okay on the lyrics then?
Yeah, the lyrics are awesome, but I think you must have been listening to Random in your sleep.
Well, then what are we going to do, dude? I brought my guitar and everything, and now we'll just have to do the original. Fuck. All right, roll it.
And now, once again, it's time for the Tagcast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The Tagcast podcast starts right now.
And I might be Jesus. Welcome to the Tagcast podcast number 415. I am Stone Jesus. Gatch.
You look more like
Gatch.
You look more like Jesus than the Jesus that I see pictures of.
That is true.
Because he's so white.
He is.
They should have a song or a band called White Jesus.
Shouldn't he be Rainbow?
Now, have you heard about that show on Discovery called The Bible?
Yeah, I might have seen, like, where they...
The devil looks like Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there's a picture of him, and he's in a hood, and they showed him next to Obama.
Yeah.
It looks like Obama either in 10 years or if he'd been doing crank for the last 5 years. His face is all white, but yeah. I mean, he can still tell he's dark colored, but yeah. I don't know even what we were talking about to make me talk about the... Oh, you're Jesus. That's right. Yeah. Stone Jesus, the Bible. And they already have that for sale in Walmart now. You can buy it on DVD.
Nice.
The reality
show. I was watching John Stewart the other night. And he was having on there... the Republicans are trying to reach out to the young people. So they had a survey online.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, which of these people do you think... the GOP serves, and it was African Americans, Latinos, white people, and John Stewart was quick to point out that white people was the only category that referred to people as people.
What are the other ones called?
Just, it was just African American,
okay.
White people. Which, if you're sticking with it, would be Caucasian, right?
Right.
You know, because
otherwise you'd
like,
be saying black people, yellow people, red people, brown people.
And so it just kind of shows that they know they're out of touch and they're trying to get in touch, but they're so clueless on how to.
Right.
To connect.
And we're the only ones of all the races that are actually people.
Yeah. I wasn't even on that list. I didn't see American Indians on there.
American Indian people.
Yep.
No, they're not people.
Yeah, it's just brown people.
Engines.
Yep. Engine people.
Yeah.
A lot of Indians become engineers.
Ah. Well, you have engineers, and one of them's bad, right?
Yeah, that is true. That's why I'm not.
Maybe they should sell those at, like, fairs and amusement parks.
instead of elephant ears?
Yeah, engineers.
Yeah.
And they'd just be, like, either reddish brown ears.
And they'd be deaf because they told me when I went in and got that surgery that...
A lot of Indians are deaf.
It was quite common in American Indians and Alaskan Natives.
The Eskimoans?
I guess, yeah. So maybe something to do with dark hair, long skin. I don't know. Sometimes I think spiders are living in my ears.
They could lay eggs in there. Some spiders can lay eggs under your skin. You ever hear about that? Like, this lady had, like, a sore on her skin that was, like, a zit, and she just kept scratching it, and out pumped a bunch of baby spiders. A bunch of baby spiders came out of her skin.
The other day, you know, after I cleaned my house, I saw a random spider running across, my desk.
Yeah.
And I was like, where the fuck did that come from? There was no, thing coming down from the ceiling, nothing. I was like, did it run up the floor? I don't know. And then it weirded me out because I saw the same type of spider in your car the other day.
Oh, when we were coming, I was just going to wait for you to finish your story. Yeah, we're coming back from Eugene, and you're like, there's a spider on your dash.
It was the same kind.
I think
when
he hitched
that?
Was that before or after?
That was after, so I was like, man, are these things crawling out of my ears?
Yep. That's what it is. It was his sibling. His spider sibling crawled out of your ear.
Creepy.
Yeah, we should stop talking about that. That's weird. I had a moth in my ear. We've talked about that before. That was weird. It's Friday, you guys. Thanks for listening. Episode 415.
Yeah.
I don't know. We probably already said that, but I'm stoned.
Yeah.
And let's see what's going on. Yesterday was my daughter's 15th birthday. So
nice.
Feeling older. I'm going to be a grandpa. From my 23-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my friend Dan Dannon. So cool, you named him twice. He's got a 25-year-old daughter, and I thought I was old. So
Yeah. Is he a grandfather?
He's a double grandfather.
So now you can go around, because you're always wearing that giant clock around your neck. You can put a grandfather clock on there.
Yeah. Flavor Flav, Grandpa.
Terry Gow.
I need to come up with a cool name like... Guiley Guile or Terry Tare or Terry Ray from South Beach.
T-Ray Ray.
I'm hanging out with Ray Ray from South Beach, y'all. You know? So we were talking about that Bible story and how Obama looks like the devil in that.
Satan.
Yeah. And you were talking about polls the other day, Gallup polls. I don't like running.
Oh, Gallup polls.
Yeah, there was this poll in Washington. More U.S. voters believe that President Obama is the Antichrist than think that the moon landing was a hoax.
Damn.
Which is a weird comparison. There's a whole bunch of other things here that are kind of cool. L Public Policy Polling took a look at some conspiracy theories, and pollsters said that 13% of respondents said Obama is the Antichrist, and another 13% are unsure. Only 7% think that NASA faked the moon landings, but 4% believe that reptilian people are living in disguise on Earth, preparing to take over.
We've talked about that, the David Icke thing.
Yeah, so
black drinking lizards.
Exactly. Now, 11% say that they believe Osama bin Laden is still alive, while 15% believe that television broadcasts contain mind-controlling technology.
Well, it does. It's called marketing, right? That's mind control technology.
Respondents were evenly split on whether President George W. Bush misled the public before the Iraq invasion, with 44% saying yes and 45% saying no, and more than one quarter, 28%, said Saddam Hussein was involved in the September 11th terrorist attacks. But 51% disagree.
Hmm. So, yeah, the country is pretty split. Now, where do they say how many they polled or where they polled?
It was in Washington. Well, it doesn't say Washington, D.C., so I'm thinking Washington State.
Okay. All right.
They surveyed 1,247 registered voters between March 27th and 30th.
All right, so it's not a huge sample size. It's basically saying 200 to 400 people, you know.
And people could be fucking with them, saying, fuck yeah, I believe that aliens, or whatever they said, that reptiles live on the Earth disguised as people, and they're preparing to take over.
Mm-hmm. It didn't help either that they pulled people right as they walked out of a doomsday movie.
Exactly.
I couldn't think of one.
So, yeah, there's some weird, weird, you know, when you ask people weird questions, I don't know if they asked them, do you think President Obama is the Antichrist?
Well, what would you say if they came at your door?
I would say,
first,
get off my porch!
You'd probably kind of laugh at the question, right, that somebody would seriously be asking.
Is Obama the Antichrist? I was like, first of all, I don't believe that there's such a thing, because there wasn't a real, a pro-Christ, or whatever you call it. Is the pro-Christ, the real one, that just came back from the dead last Sunday?
I don't know.
I mean,
it doesn't seem like the pro Christ would be somebody different than Christ, like, wouldn't he?
He's a professional Christian.
That is true.
He's a procrastinator.
I like that one. That's what I'm doing. I'm procrastinating. I'm going to wait until the last second to give myself over.
I think we just came up with a new term. I bet that's not in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah, coined.
A procrastinator.
I watched a movie the other day.
Awesome.
On Netflix. It's called Guns, Girls, and Gambling.
Wow. I think I sped past that as I was looking at Big Nuns with Big Guns, or Nude Nuns with Big Guns.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet, but...
How
was Guns, Girls, and Gambling?
It was all right. I had Gary Oldman in there.
He's getting old, man.
Yeah, he is. Because he didn't do a lot of... he probably shot his part in 1 to 2 days, maybe, at the most.
Oh, not a big part in it?
Yeah, he's a big part, but he just didn't do a whole lot. I mean, he's a main...
character in the movie?
Yeah. It's basically a heist movie, kind of, but it's based around Indian Casino. You got Dane Cook is in there.
Uh-huh.
Plays one of the cops, the dirty cops. Some hot chick in there. And then some other chick who liked to get naked in the movie.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I don't want to say Tarantino-ish because it wasn't on that level.
Yeah.
But it definitely had, you know, it was all over as far as, here's where it starts, and then it goes back a little bit, then it goes back a little bit, and then it goes back forward, and goes, you know, that kind of a thing.
But does it tell you where it is when it's doing all that, or do you just
kind of starts off, and then it goes today, and then it goes yesterday.
There's some movies that do that, and they don't say where, like the Jeffrey Dahmer movie. It's called Dahmer. Mm-hmm. That thing jumps all over the place, and you never, excuse me, that was rude. You never know where you are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I gave it 3. I'm pretty hard to, like, I would probably give a lot of movies 3.5 if they had a half rating. But instead, I'm stuck with 4, which is very generous for a lot of movies.
On the Netflix thing, it's like 3 is liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. And
four
if I was,
is loved it.
Four is, I always figure...
Five is, I really loved it with exclamation points.
Five to me is, I'll watch it again.
And two is, didn't like it. And one is, hated it.
Yeah. And then zero is, why are you showing me the Titanic in my movie suggestions again?
Exactly.
Not interested.
No. I keep saying not interested, but keep coming back up. It's like a floating piece of blue popsicle that just...
There's a hot Swedish chick in that movie, though, and she hasn't been in any other movies that I know of.
I watched, I only made it through about the first half before I got busy and had to go do some, like, responsibility things, but I watched the original Evil Dead getting ready to go watch Friday. I think we're going to go, that's today, tonight. I'm going to go with my daughter and watch the new Evil Dead in the theater.
Are you excited about it?
Like, I'm more excited about going to the movies because I haven't been to the movies for so long.
Right.
And I haven't been since the Batman shooting, and my wife is now... there has to be a new phobia with a name that's afraid to go to movie theaters because you'll get shot by a crazy guy.
Yeah, Batmanophobia.
Yeah. not that she's afraid of Batman, but she's... Yeah. So, yeah, movie phobia.
She's more into Wonder Woman.
But, you know, I think I'm going to go. I don't really want to pay $7 or $12. But, yeah, I haven't been...
I mean, obviously the movie from the previews, if you've seen previews, is a bit of a different turn. Right,
it looks probably like, changed it up a bit. Yeah.
It looks like it's more based on a group who goes into the woods rather than just.
This was a group in the original Evil Dead. It was four people in a car, two couples.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Thinking more of two, where it was a lot more focused on
him,
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, and his hand.
Yeah, and so you know, I mean, it looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see not so much how they changed it or what's different, but just the production value and the campiness of it, whether they pull it off as campy or if it just comes off as stupid.
Is Sam Raimi endorsing it at all?
I'm not too sure.
I know Bruce Campbell has.
Yeah. I thought they should have at least like cast him as some old guy in it, like in a, just a cameo.
Maybe he's the voice of the book.
Maybe. The Necronomicon.
Who was it? I saw somebody... face, you know, sometimes you see somebody's face next to somebody else's face, like they look alike. And somebody's was, they posted it next to the Necronomicon book. Like their face is all leathery and wrinkly. I can't remember who it was, but it was funny.
It could have been that guy that played Obama on the Bible, or the devil. Obama's the Antichrist.
You ever watch Scrubs? This is old school.
I used to, like, back probably 5 or 6 years ago after work it was on, after I'd come over from a country coach, I'd watch Scrubs and then, like, fall asleep to Everybody Loves Raymond King of Queens.
I never was a big Scrubbed fan. I mean, I understand its comedic value and, you know, there's some good actors on it.
A little bit too goofy.
Yeah, but I had no idea until last night that the main girl in there...
That blondie?
Yeah, it's Becky Connors, the original Becky Connors.
Yeah, from Roseanne.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah,
now she's in some other new series that's a pretty big hit. Can't remember what it is. But yeah, I had no idea. I mean, you know, nobody likes the new Becky, did they?
I had lost Roseanne at that point, so I didn't really know that they... I don't think I was aware that they switched her. They got a different Becky?
Like, for the last 3 years. Okay. Yeah, that chick didn't want to be on the show or whatever anymore.
She's like, I'm
and
going
so
to
it was
Scrubs.
A completely different person, which was weird.
I think it's strange when they replace people in casts and it's the same person. They should just write them out of the script, I believe.
Do you remember when Leonardo DiCaprio joined the Growing Pains family? Little band.
Oh, yeah. My friend, Lodestone, Jim Lauderdale, his daughter is a big Leo fan. She's just like, because she was a teenager when he was a teenager, probably. And
the Titanic came out.
Oh, yeah. And she'd watch Growing Pains. And so anything Leo is just awesome. So she loves him. But yeah, she'd reminded us. And then I think I was flipping through the channels or something and saw one.
Yeah.
It's got a little flippy kind of surfer hairdo and real young, but.
I'm a fan of Leo now. You know, back in the day when he was just a teenage heartthrob.
I like a few of his movies.
You know, I mean, up until probably even the Titanic point. Well, obviously Titanic I wasn't really into. I did watch it, but, You know, it was cheese. But after that, he took a long break, you know, and then came back with movies that were great movies, I thought, like Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks.
I like The Departed.
The Departed, The Gangs of New York, The Aviator, where he played Howard Hughes, even though that one was kind of under the radar. It kind of flew under the radar.
Yeah, and he had a few weird. Did you ever see that one called The Island?
I think it tried, but I don't think
it was like a big island in a pot. Had a lot of pot growing on. I remember that, but I don't think I ever watched the whole thing. But he had some clunkers, just like everybody does, I guess.
Yeah, but sometimes you take a break after a huge hit, as the Titanic was, let that die down, and then come back, you know, and you can be a respected actor.
That's right. So I got a message from one of our constant listeners for some content, Carrie Davis from out there in Missouri. She sent me... it's a list of, it's kind of like the Looney Laws, but these are some crazy U.S. sex laws, top 10.
All right.
Sex with animals is perfectly legal for men in Washington State as long as the animal weighs less than 40 pounds.
That doesn't seem right, because that's like, you know, you're going to hurt somebody.
It should be more than 40 pounds.
Yeah, it should be like within 10% on either side of your weight.
Right. So it was just starting with number 10 right there. It makes me wonder, are these real and where did they come from?
I believe that's probably true. And then, you know, just common sense. People didn't want to put anything behind, like, changing it, I guess.
And number 9 is it's illegal in Utah to marry your first cousin before the age of 65.
Wow.
So after you're 65, it's fair game.
All right, yeah. Because just in case, you know, I mean, somebody should live on in the family,
look,
right?
Look, I haven't found anyone yet, and I'm about to die in about 12 years, so...
Would that be like, if you lived there, would you make that pact with your cousin? Like, when you're like...
Yeah, like your friends?
When you're like 22, you're like, hey, you know, if we're still 65 and we're not married, you know...
We should marry each other.
Yeah.
We might as well just consummate it now, though. We are in Utah. Number 8 is having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal in Florida.
Are you talking the pizza?
I'm talking the animal.
All right, so that would be, like, why would you do that anyway?
Now, I think that the reason that they have laws like these is because people have tried them, and people have said that should be against the law.
Mm-hmm.
So, crazy Floridian, somebody actually fucked a porcupine.
Yeah. Man.
Don't do
somebody
that.
Somebody found out about it.
Exactly. He probably came in and had quills all about his pubis.
Yeah. Like that guy who went into the emergency room and he was allergic to wool and he had a rash all over his pelvic area and mouth. Wait a minute.
I know, that's
why
weird.
Why would you give a pleasure to a sheep without getting something in
I it? Don't know. Get back here.
That's unselfish love.
In Harrisburg, PA, it's illegal to have sex with a truck driver in a toll booth.
Oh, just in a toll booth?
Yeah. Or you could
have. Are all automated.
So I guess you could probably have sex with Toll Booth Willie if you weren't a truck driver.
Well, he just needs to get out of the toll booth, right?
Well, if it's a truck driver, you got to get out of the booth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so it's anyone else.
It's only truck drivers inside toll booths, so that's pretty specific. So obviously a trucker must have stopped, and instead of giving him his money, he said, I got this cock. You want to suck it?
Yeah.
Come on in the toll booth there, Willie. And then that should be against the law.
recently heard, I think this is accurate, that the San Francisco toll bridge no longer has people in the toll booths.
Oh.
They're all automatic now.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
They said goodbye to their last employee.
It's pretty much like all the parking garages up in Portland. Like, yeah. They're just, you put in your money or your credit card, and it gives you a little thing, and then you park, and...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Okay, here's a funny one. In Cheesehead State, in Connersville, Wisconsin, it's illegal for a man to shoot off a gun while his female partner is having an orgasm. Yeehaw!
What state is this?
It's in Wisconsin. It's a specific town.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, that's a
I'm
local
just saying,
law.
Yeah, it must be like there, I'm sure there was.
Somebody must have shot off his gun.
It had to be like a prostitute house. What do you call that?
A brothel?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, a situation where the cowboys of the old days would be like all excited. And their lady would be getting it off and, you know, they'd be like, woo! Bing, 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 Wild West. And they probably shot somebody upstairs. who happened to be the mayor who was sleeping with another prostitute.
Oh, my God. Hey, coming up, there's one from Oregon. That's awesome. So don't go away, you guys, because there's coming up. Number five, engaging in any sexual position other than the missionary position is illegal in Washington, D.C. Hmm. So no doggy style, no wheelbarrow. No.
It's kind of strange because they fuck you all sorts of ways over there.
That's why. I think they just want to keep that in that state, yeah. Not literal. We're only giving it to you from behind literal. I mean, figuratively. Yeah. Sorry about that, you politicians. Sorry, honey, I can't fuck you doggy style tonight because it's the law.
Someone already did.
And I made it. Number four, sexual intercourse between unmarried couples is completely illegal in Georgia. So it's not just, like, if you have a girlfriend, you can't have sex with her. That's pretty harsh.
But what is defined as sex by the law is...
Well, it says sexual intercourse. Oh, so okay, that doesn't... hand jobs, blow jobs.
Yeah. Maybe they just want you to get a lot of practice in on those.
And anal is sexual intercourse, I believe.
Yeah.
But foreplay, that's all good. In Willowdale, Oregon, number three, it is illegal for husbands to talk dirty during intercourse. And it doesn't even say to anyone in specific. It's just illegal for husbands to talk dirty during intercourse in Willowdale, Oregon.
How do you think that law came about?
Maybe
with somebody, neighbors?
Or maybe, and it doesn't say wives, though, only husbands. So maybe, like, the wife was on a city council, mm-hmm. and her husband just saying, you little slut, you like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Want me to fuck your ass, don't you, you little slut?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? Don't do that. And he's like, I can't help it. And then so she goes to her council meeting, and the next thing you know, she's like, oh, yeah, new law in town. Husbands can't talk dirty to their wives.
Yeah, or shoot guns.
While I'm having it. Well, yeah. That's it. They should combine some of these, I think.
They should.
Number two, and I don't know how these are because they're not getting any better as we go. In Virginia, it's illegal to have sex with the lights on.
With the lights on.
Yeah.
That's another one the ladies made, isn't it?
Has to be. Or unless there are a lot of small-penised men in Virginia. We should call up Dave Grohl and ask him if he's ever broke that law. All right, and number one, pretty vague here, but oral sex is illegal in 18 states, including Arizona. And I don't know why they just let us know that Arizona was one of them, but...
What was the law, sorry, again?
Oral sex illegal in 18 states,
yeah.
including Arizona. So
are they heavily Catholic states?
Well, Arizona, I don't think
every
is.
Every sperm is sacred. Well...
Every sperm is sacred. I'm writing that down.
Well, I mean, Latinos are traditionally Catholic, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess.
Like Virgin Mary, like on their dashboards. And
yeah.
Selling those funky candles that you buy at the dollar store for a dollar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're tall and round.
Yeah. Then, you know, you let them burn a little bit until there's a cylinder melted in there and you can fuck them.
That's right.
That's what the Catholics did.
And you can fuck them.
Right, I'm looking up where this Willowdale is.
Okay, before I forget, I was supposed to do this somewhere during the episode. I wanted to do it at the top of the show and the bottom, but maybe we'll do it at the middle and the top. I got a text message from Nathan Carson, and he asked me to give a shout-out for Witch Mountain. They'll be in Eugene tonight. So go down to the Oak Street Speakeasy tonight, April 5th. Witch Mountain with the Ego Tones and...
Those guys going out on European tour.
Yeah, so they're going to play an extra long set. They're playing every song that they know tonight. So extra long Witch Mountain set to prepare for their European tour. So go check that out. Okay.
Yeah,
did you find out where Willowdale was?
Highway 293 or 298. It's something weird.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
By Antelope Highway or Antelope.
Oh, dude, that's like
Jefferson County.
Eastern Oregon.
Jefferson County.
Like eastern Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's not a lot to do out there except for look at the antelope play.
That's right.
And so let your buffalo roam.
But don't be talking dirty to your wife.
Is that like a new don't let your meatloaf, don't let your buffalo roam?
Yeah. Don't let your corn cob. Don't let your meatloaf corn. So, yeah, that's something fun to do tonight, you guys. We kind of skipped our plugs this week and just been plugging a couple things here and there because we had a weird week and we went on the road. And Dustin hatched himself a great idea for the TagCast podcast. We're going to take the show on the road in a month or two and go get some decent interviews with some established comedians of sorts.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Portland area. Take a trip up to Portland.
Maybe get a hooker for the room, too. I don't know.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Just a strip in the background or whatever.
Just perform various jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs of certain sorts. Who knows?
Did you hear about Roger and me?
What'd you guys do now?
Roger Ebert. He died.
Yeah, I did. You said Roger and me.
Yeah, that might be. Well, I didn't die. He died. I read an article about it.
He was only 70. That's kind of young, I think. It's not super. That's like, I don't know. That's mid.
He'd only announced, like, in the last day or two that he was going through cancer again, right? Like,
I didn't even know. Yeah, I hadn't heard.
That he had, he came up with cancer, and he was talking about the fight just on the TV yesterday. And then today, no more. But, you know, I mean, he was very thoughtful. It's going to be hard to replace him.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that they're both gone, you know, Siskel and Ebert. They're together again in heaven.
Yeah.
In Hollywood heaven.
They're doing film reviews of All Angels Go to Heaven. Isn't that a movie? All Dogs Go to Heaven.
And then that other one called Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty.
And and there's a Heaven with Shelley Long. Was there some sort of Heaven movie, Beverly Hills Heaven?
And they're up there listening to Bryan Adams' Heaven.
Oh, Jesus. That is a horrible song. Here's some reviews of Roger Ebert that he laid down.
Are they tweets or are they reviews?
These are they're not reviews. They're quotes from within the reviews.
Okay, because I saw an article I didn't click on today that said Roger Ebert's nastiest, but like whatever.
Snarkiest tweets.
Yeah.
This might be
parts of them, but you can't tweet more than 140 characters.
Yeah, this is some from the reviews, but they're not that
all right. Lay it on me, Rog.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. What did you think of that movie?
I thought that it wasn't. I don't know. It reminded me more of Rob Schneider is a can opener.
Yeah. But that was before that.
I don't know. He kind of, the Manimal thing and just all the movies he did were,
his characters are funky.
A little bit overboard, but it
was. Same with Chris Kattan, who was in that Guns, Girls, and.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him in a Coon's age.
He was the gay Elvis. There was a group of Elvises. He was the gay Elvis.
That part was probably written
for him.
And
Christian Slater was in there.
Wow.
So you got Gary Oldman playing an Elvis.
It's all Elvises?
Well, there's about four or five of them. You got little person Elvis.
It's time to lose.
Yeah. And then, there's a few. Then you got Asian Elvis, who's always like, I suppose you think I'm good at math, too. And there's Indians and stuff, and it's all sorts of fun. But Bruce Bigelow, he said, somebody, Rob Schneider, questioned the credentials of an earlier review. And so, Roger Ebert said, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, speaking in my official capacity as a Pulitzer Prize winner, Mr. Schneider, your movie sucks.
Oh, sucks. That's a...
Yeah.
Ouchie.
Now, this one, I don't know much about this movie, North.
I saw it. It has George Costanza, a.k.a. Jason Alexander, in it, and it was a long time ago, but hit me with it.
I hated this movie.
I was
hated this movie. Hated it. Hated every simpering, stupid, vacant audience insulting moment of it. Hated the sensibility that anyone would like it. Hated the implied insult to the audience by its belief that anyone would be entertained by it.
So, does he ever write nice reviews? Probably.
He does. These are just you know, some of his snarkier ones.
He probably likes the shitty movies, though, right? Okay. Hit me with another one.
Brown Bunny.
I don't know that movie.
Vincent Gallo. Are you familiar with that director?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of his movies?
Well, I couldn't name any. So
Buffalo 66.
Yeah. Okay. It was all right.
He got Christina Ricci to strip.
Yeah.
So that's good, right?
That's a plus.
There was another movie that he did. I can't remember. But Brown Bunny, he says, I will one day be thin, but Vincent Gallo will always be the director of the Brown Bunny.
Yeah, he's getting thin right now, isn't he?
Yeah. And Vincent Gallo, man, he's fucking thin.
Yeah, well, what's his name? Roger Ebert's going to be skeleton pretty soon.
Remember when Siskel died and they asked him prior to like his top movies, his favorite chosen movie was Babe 2, Pig in the City.
God, I think I remember that. And that's fucking.
And they were just like, he's already kind of lost it. If that's what he's saying.
That's why you wouldn't want to. I don't know. I never really paid attention to his reviews because it was like Rex Reed from the L.A. Times or wherever he was from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. The movie critics don't seem to be on the same page as me or a lot of people.
Yeah. You just got to find the one that you agree with the most and kind of follow their lead on, you know. And,
or just know that the ones that they say are shit that you usually like to just go by the opposite.
Yeah.
If Ebert says this is a horrible, horrible movie.
You
got to
take in their little personalities, too, right. You know. Yeah. And that's part of it. But,
I would like to look up his reviews on certain movies that I love just to see, you know, like some Quentin Tarantino movies. I was watching Four Rooms the other night for like the umpteenth time, but love that movie.
Yeah.
What else you got? Give us one.
Little Indian Big City. You know this movie?
Ooh. No.
I don't, but it is, you'll know what time it came out there. He says, there is a movie called Fargo playing right now. It is a masterpiece. Go see it. If you, under any circumstances, see Little Indian Big City, I will never let you read one of my reviews again.
Now, I agree with him. I believe Fargo is also a masterpiece.
Yeah. And I never saw Little Indian Big City.
I think it got overshadowed by Fargo.
Well, that's good. That's good. Probably on part of what he said about
it. Yeah.
And Baby Geniuses, you've seen that, right?
No.
Me neither. Yeah, you just said.
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah. And here, if I'll go through just real quickly. Every 10 years he did top 10 favorite films, and this is from 2002 that he did. He's Aguaya, Wrath of God by Werner Herzog. I'm not sure about that one. Apocalypse Now.
Like
Citizen
that.
Kane, Raging Bull, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Vertigo, The Tree of Life, and a few others that are not so well known. But yeah, so he tended to grab a director and choose their best movie, you know, such as Taxi Driver, and even said the movie, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, Notorious. That he struggled between that one and Vertigo because they were both very perfect movies.
Huh. I don't know if I've seen a few of those. I've never seen Citizen Kane, I don't think I've seen Space Odyssey.
Yeah, that's a tough watch.
Is it?
Really slow.
It's Kubrick, right?
Yeah. Okay. Really, it's like 30 hours long.
That's an exaggeration, isn't it?
Well, it's about three.
How about you? What about you, Adrian Bacon? He commented on one of my things the other day, but I can't remember what it was, and I was going to say something about it, but instead I'll just say, hey, Adrian Bacon, I bought some bacon today.
I
ate some bacon yesterday. So bacon is, I watched Sleepers that had Kevin Bacon in it.
You've been watching The Following with Kevin Bacon in it?
No, I'm not following that show. But also, I don't know, how close does Bacon live up there by Newfoundland? See, he sent us some stuff from it, or does he live there?
Oh, he lives in Newfoundland.
Oh, he does live in Newfoundland. All right, well, this is a story for you, Adrian. Police in Newfoundland said a man, I'm hoping this isn't you, dude, was charged with drunken driving, and then he was arrested 2 hours later for drunken driving.
You can't do that, can you?
Well, they let him go. Of course, he got out of jail, and then they said, don't drive.
Oh, it was after he got out of jail?
Yeah. And then he drove again. The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary said that the 22-year-old man was stopped in St. John's around 1:30 a.m. Friday, and he was charged with impaired driving and failing a breath test. And then he was given a court date and released, but he was stopped 2 hours later and again charged with the same charges and taken back to jail.
That's double jeopardy.
Well, he hasn't been proved not guilty of it yet.
Oh,
so now
okay.
He's just going to probably have a combined court date of driving while impaired twice.
They should just take his license away at that point.
Yeah,
right?
You'd think so, because he's not learning anything, I guess.
Yeah. So Adrian told me in St. John, everybody has warts.
Ah, I think that was a joke, dude.
Yeah, it was.
St. John's Warts. That'd be a good name for a band. Hey, you were talking about celebrity deaths there. Do you remember Phil Ramone? Not from the Ramones.
Yeah, he was a
record
engineer, producer. Yeah.
But I couldn't remember any of the people that he produced. But
Ramones.
No. That was like, wasn't that Phil Spector or something?
I'm not sure. Let me click a few things. Also, Zildjian died.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know Zildjian went on to create Sabian.
It was an offshoot of sorts, but same guy.
He left.
Oh, and started his own business.
And started. Yeah,
I don't think I knew that.
Zildjian was the family business since like the 1600s, back in the Ottoman Empire, and back in I can't remember. You know, in the 20s, it came over into the Americas, and yeah, it was a hammering technique or whatever that was passed down to eldest sons only.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point he became displeased. He wanted to go, I think, into other avenues and experiment more where Zildjian didn't want to, maybe something like that. And so he went on to create Sabian. And which do you prefer as a drummer?
I've always been partial to Zildjian because before I owned any of my own drum stuff, Pat always had Zildjian and mm-hmm. all my favorite players always had it. And mm-hmm. I've had Sabians and I've played Sabians. Rick had Sabians when I played in 19 Limbs and they all, I don't know. I like the tone. I think I like the tone of, Zildjian's better, but I'm sure if you paid enough money and you looked at certain types of Sabian cymbals, I see a lot of people who use those as well. So I think it's kind of like Chevy and Ford. Mm-hmm. It's more of a preference. It's like Coke and Pepsi. They're both mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, I just didn't know that it would basically the same founding. Yeah,
I didn't either.
Yeah, he took his secrets and went to Sabian.
See, I thought they were like rival companies, but I didn't know that they had anything to do with each other.
Yeah. That was an interesting read.
Yeah, for sure.
Phil Ramone, brain aneurysm.
Yeah, bummer. But he was kind of old, though.
George Michael, Ray Charles, Chicago, Elton John, Billy Joel, Aretha Franklin, Gloria Estefan,
wow.
Paul Barney, Liza Minnelli, Olivia Newton-John, Frank Sinatra, Rod Stewart, Paul Simon, just to name a few. No, says
that was
that was more than a few.
I'm going to say that was more than a few. Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy, though. I mean, yeah. He was also a composer and violinist.
Wow. Well, rest in peace there, Ramon, mm-hmm. Philly Ramon.
I might have another couple.
Well, while you check that out, here's another story for Adrian and for yourself, because you got your eBay postcards. Seattle company specializing in bacon-flavored products says its two newest products aren't for ingestion. You got bacon sunscreen and bacon-flavored condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon-flavored condoms? What? J&D Foods, famous for products including bacon-flavored salt and Bacon-Aze sandwich spread, said it's releasing an SPF 30 sunscreen designed to keep the wearer smelling like delicious cooked bacon.
Yeah, especially out in the sun.
Oh, man. People would just want to eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
And ultra-premium bacon-flavored personal lubricant. All right. There was a comedian lady.
Is that made with like bacon grease?
Well, there's this...
like a 1% bacon grease?
Andy Main is a comic from Portland. She did that show with me at the Greenery a week or so ago. And she has a bit about the bacon-flavored lube. And she's like, I could just imagine, you know, it'd be like, hey, you want to eat my ass? And they're like, no, that's gross. It tastes like ass. Dump a bunch of bacon-flavored lube on it. Hey, want to eat my ass? It tastes like bacon. Of course. So it's just a way to get people to eat your ass.
Yeah.
Basically.
All right. Elwin Wilson. Remember that guy?
Elwin?
Yeah.
No. Any relation to Owen?
No. He was a former KKK supporter who became famous when he apologized for his past. All right. Moving on. Shane Gandy. Buckwild MTV star.
Oh, yeah, 21 years old. Did you hear the story about that?
No, I did not.
Okay, so they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Him and his two uncles were out partying it up and four-buying out in the wilderness, and then they got stuck and there was like their exhaust got smashed or something, and it was forcing the exhaust back into the cab, but they were leaving the truck running, and they were all mm-hmm. drunk and partying, and they left the trunk running so they wouldn't get cold, and they all three died. He was 21. And I guess that Buck Wild show is a reality show about hillbillies. Basically, it's just about these people that do buck wild shit because they're from Tennessee.
Yeah, or, they like blowing shit up or whatever.
Yeah, drinking and going out four by and
hands on their hands,
keeping their truck going while they're getting monoxide poisoning. And
you know, I mean, when you're getting fucked up in a vehicle because it's the only place that you got and you need to keep the windows up, I've been there.
I mean, but you didn't think that the fucking shit was coming back in the vehicle.
No, I wouldn't think that.
A lot of people were like, oh, did they kill themselves? It was a triple suicide. No, it was a triple accident.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So, yeah, rest in peace there, little Buck Wild buddy. 21 years old, too young to die. I feel sorry for his family and his parents and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. This guy was 82.
Well, good.
I don't know if you knew him.
Time for him to go.
Might, he was an important figure in cinema. In fact, Fangoria called him the most important figure in cinema. Fangoria magazine.
Right, okay.
Jesus or Jesus Franco.
Hmm. Must be Jesus.
And two of his more well-known titles in the U.S., The Bloody Judge and Count Dracula, starring Christopher Lee.
Wow.
He was a Spanish filmmaker, and this is what intrigued me. Known mostly for his low-budget horror movies, often laced with gratuitous sex.
Nice. That was probably a trailblazer in the inclusion of naked girls and gratuitous sex in horror movies.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of it. Mm-hmm. It did turn into, in the 80s, going camping, getting stoned, and gratuitous sex and naked boobies and stuff like that. But,
Yeah, and one more, just because I know you don't know her, but you know her. Jane Henson, wife of Jim Henson.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That was another one that I saw and recognized her name because she was like the original puppet master. Not many, but many people know it, but she was the one pulling Jim's strings.
Yeah, that's what I was
and
she pulled her own string a few times, at least until she hit the menopause.
The Bloody Mary! So that's, I think, it for celebrity deaths, and I couldn't find any celebrity birthdays for today, but I did find a friend of ours. Well, I've met him a couple times, and he's a local musician, the drummer for Audiophobia, which I guess that's when you're afraid of music, which is weird. But Jairus Johnson, not to be confused with Jared Johnson, Jairus Johnson turned 17 today.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Fuck. Go out and try to get somebody to buy you a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Book it late or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's time for this. Now, we gotta find another song. Hans, you got any ideas for the new Hans's CD player theme? I'm getting tired of this.
I was listening to a few things the other day that I thought that you probably could turn into that. And,
okay.
If
you hear a song, even if it's classic rock, and you hear it in your head, that could say, "What's in Hans's CD player?"
Well, what I was thinking more was some of Mike's beats.
Oh yeah,
he's got some of those. I told him I wanted something like on the slow vibe, and then he's like, "How about this?" And it was a slow vibe. I thought it was like 300 beats per minute. And I'm like, dude, what is that? Maybe I was like, that's what it's the hi-hats, the ticks, right? That make it sound like
that it's super
going
fast.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I like it, but I don't know if it really works for like beds that much.
Right, because it's too.
Yeah, it's hard to like get some lyrics in there.
I can't get to sleep with that shit.
Yeah, I like some of it.
So today's choice of Hans's CD player proves that he's not a racist. He's listening to some, well, it's not black metal, but Hyrax. They have a African-American lead singer. Old school thrash metal. Yeah. Raging Violence.
Dude, I was once MySpace friends with the lead singer from Hyrax.
Yeah, Catan. His name's Catan, K-A-T-O-N.
Yeah, some
something. Yeah, I was his MySpace friend too.
Oh, now I feel like
he had like 8 million friends.
That bastard. Yeah. He was one of those guys that like spammed friends.
Yeah, he just friended everybody. Yep. And Dave Forsythe gave me a bunch of local Reno CDs and bands from the surrounding area and some from California. I've been listening to a band called Dimension 13. Uh-huh. I thought I was listening to a band called Envirosment because we were talking about that band as we were listening to Dimension 13. Uh-huh. But popped it out of the CD player just to make sure and to check the title, and now it's escaping me. But Dimension 13, they're good old school thrash metal. Check those guys out.
You might want to introduce some of those to Superband Jared, because he's doing that.
Oh, yeah, and he asked me for some tracks, too, if I had any other tracks that he could play for the Sick Daddy radio show. And speaking of Jared, boy, that still blows my mind that he has 910 12-inch vinyl records that are
so it would be hard for Steven Tyler to go suck on all those 12 inches.
Oh, suck on my big 12-inch, 910 of them. So this story I came across reminded me of you, Jared. Hope you're listening right now. Don't know what kind of collectible records you have in your collection, but check this out. A mint condition signed mono copy of the Beatles Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album sold for, guess how much at the auction in Dallas?
$980,000.
Oh, that's well, still a lot though.
$290,500.
Wow. It was signed by all four members of the Beatles. It had been listed at $30,000 before the sale by the Heritage Auction Company. The selling price shattered the previous record for an autographed Beatles album, which was $150,000 in a private sale for a copy of Meet the Beatles. Two bidders, one on the phone, the other one on the internet, battled it out for the album. One of the two bidders, identified only as from the U.S. Midwest, ended up winning with a bid of $290,500.
Who sold it? Does it say?
It doesn't say the person. It just says the auction house. So I don't know if someone sold it to the auction house, or it doesn't say.
Probably doing like a commission based thing.
Now I know Jared
getting 20% on that.
I know Jared didn't have any signed copies of the Beatles because you weren't around, or maybe you could have got your hands on them. But I know you're a big autograph hunter and seeker and getter. So you should take some of your albums around, and then like when you're 60. And they end up being old school. You could do your retirement with 290.
Might be able to do that with the set lists.
Yeah. Well, maybe not any of our band's set lists, but
you never know.
You do not.
Speaking of which, I just Thursday released.
You interested it?
Domesticide through the Bandcamp.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I know I was talking to you about that earlier, but I had it all set up. I was just waiting for your info.
Okay.
And so it's on. I shared it on Facebook. You can go and buy it for $1 for the download, right?
Yeah.
And then $6 for
hard copy to your door.
Yeah, that's including shipping.
And there's a limited amount of like 500. So.
Oh, really? I put a limited run of 1,000 because that was the initial run, right?
Oh, yeah. We had 1,100. Yeah. We actually
so it's a limited edition.
We only got 1,100. Actually got 1,160 because we got the overrun and an extra 60 because it was their 60th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
When we got that done in 2006. Yeah. So that was 7 years ago. I can't believe that, dude.
I know. It was crazy.
Well,
I busted open one of them. And to download it and scan all the artwork and everything, yeah. And it said 2006 in there. I was like, wow.
Ow. And like I said, I ain't going to do a little plug at the end for the plug like I normally do. So I'll just bust a couple out. I want to reiterate that, what am I reiterating? Oh, yeah, Witch Mountain is going to be tonight. At Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene with Blinder and the Ego Tones. $5 suggested donation. And like I said, they're going to play everything they know in prep for their European tour. So,
and if you can't make it to that show, go and listen to them right now.
Yeah, yeah. They got an album called Cauldron of the Wild and South of Salem, both great albums. I think they have some previous stuff before they got their latest sex pot of a lead singer, Uta Plotkin.
Yeah.
I just like to say that name, Uta Plotkin.
Mm-hmm.
It's got
some great people,
it's
man.
It's got hard consonants in it that make you go.
Yeah.
Also coming up, not much. I haven't done a lot of research, but I found out that not only is No Means No coming to Portland, but they'll also be at the Wow Hall And I know there's some fans. Eugene, it's going to be Thursday, April 25th at the Wow Hall, and then the 26th at the Hawthorne Theater. That's old school. No means no. Also,
Jello played with them for a while, didn't he?
He did, and he did some recordings with them as well. I don't think he was ever an official member of the band. I might be incorrect, but that's just my thoughts. But yeah, they're definitely cool. Go check those guys out. If you've never heard of them, go on YouTube and check out some of their stuff. And if you like it, go to their show. Also, don't forget, April 21st, it's the third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall. Good times and funny stoner jokes there. Also, my next clean comedy show is coming up at the end of the month, April 28th, at Sam Bond's Garage. Bleepin' Funny. That's TG13 for all you people who don't like to hear about assholes and elbows. Wait, elbows are okay. And May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, and three other bands that I don't like trying to pronounce their names at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. So there's some shows for you. Other than that,
Is Bolt Thrower coming around?
They are. Did you see that? I saw some people in line at the Anthrax show with Bolt Thrower shirts on. They're talking about it, and they're just really stoked because also Benediction, two old school bands from across the pond over there in the Europe area that are from like the late 80s that haven't been around for a long time. And Hans's favorite Portland crust band, Hellshock, is opening the show at the Star Theater on May 28th. So, Hans, get out and do something, you big log. You're a Robert Plant song.
Right.
Remember that Robert Plant song, Big Log?
No. He's coming to Portland.
I want to be on the freeway.
To the Waterfront Blues and Blues Festival.
To the Waterfront Blues Festival.
I got a question for Hans, but I think I forgot it.
Ask him now, dude.
I think I forgot it.
I was.
Okay, he watches Adventure Time. I want to know, hey, Hans.
Hey, Hans.
Do you watch... the regular show, too? Because that one's kind of goofy and fun, too.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if he does watch it or not, but we tried to have Griefhammer practice yesterday, and it was like our first practice in 3 weeks.
But Adventure Time was on?
Yeah, so we just watched that instead. No, Lance got a new job. Hans had a sick kid. We've had a little hiatus going on.
Are these lyrics you're writing?
With the touching... Well, no, but make sure you record this. Oh, we are recording. Okay, good. I'll listen back to it and write them down later. But so... and Mike's been kind of sick. He found out what his affliction was, but he's... H. pylori. That's a stomach virus that used to... H. pylori. It's a thing that Paula from Perpetual Conversion used to have, and she was in a band called Plague of Hatred. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
They had a song called H. pylori. Anyway, it's a stomach virus. If you let it go untreated, it'll eat away at the lining of your stomach. So he had to take some hardcore antibiotics that were even more hardcore than the other ones that made him really sick to his stomach and stuff. But I think they've got it under control. They've pinpointed, hopefully, what it was that was making him have his stomach cramps and his chest pains and stuff like that. So, yeah. But anyway.
I heard that you recycle your stomach lining every few days. Is that not true?
It might be. Maybe it was the outer lining.
Like it's always digesting your
lining.
Could
be. That could be true. But maybe I think they meant like the outer line. Yeah, like it'll eat a hole in your
stomach.
Well,
that's awesome that they found out what it is. And then
hopefully they're right because they've been making all kind of diagnoses and none of them have been correct. And they're just kind of, it's this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe it's this. Oh, try this drug because maybe it's
H.
this.
H. pylori, though, that's Hugh Laurie's.
It's H. pylori.
H. pylori. Yeah. So it's his.
It's 3.14 Laurie.
It's his brother, isn't it? And he's House.
Yes.
He's the doctor.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? I found out that the governor.
Governor?
The governor from Walking Dead is an English speaking dude. Yeah, like the guy from House. I didn't
know
that.
And Andrew Lincoln isn't.
What the fuck?
So this I'm predicting right now. It's April. Okay. Right? Early April. I'm predicting right now that the governor. Is going to be a hot, hot Halloween costume.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, you know, because I mean.
I heard that, like, the reason The Walking Dead got so stale and shitty there in the third season was because they fired, like, their main good writer guy.
Maybe.
And I didn't read up the story, but something Carl
Have you seen the last two episodes yet?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I haven't, and I'm almost abandoning that shit, but. No, don't spoil it for me yet.
Don't abandon it.
Yeah. I won't. I'll check it out. But what I was going to say, we tried to have practice, and then, like, I went to the house, tried to find Mike, and he wasn't there, and so we just bullshitted for a while, and then they went store, and then I set my drums, and they wouldn't get their stuff out. Ron got his bass out, Hans never got his guitar out, and then it was like 6:15, so I went back to the house, went upstairs, Mike, you around? Nope, no Mike. It's like, I don't know where he went. His skateboard's there, I don't know where he is. And maybe if we would have played, he might have heard it and came over, so then about kept bullshit, and I was like, we're gonna play a song, or Hans like, eh.
So we, you as the drummer have the power, though.
But they didn't get their guitars out. Hook them
no,
up and
you
them
just
on.
Play.
Oh, I was playing. Every once in a while, I'd play stuff, and then they would...
Yeah, just, but if they start talking, you just play.
That's true. So we just treated it as a social hour and caught up. And then at about 10 after 7, Ron went out back to take a pee, and Mike was on the back porch, and he's like, hey, I forgot it was Wednesday. He's like, where have you been, man? He's like, I've been over here. On my computer, making beats.
I was going to ask, that was my other question for Hans. Have you listened to Mike's beats? That was my new artist.
I don't know. Sick beats from Mike Warren. Check
yeah, Mike
out.
Lee. It's Mike,
oh,
Mike
Lee.
Lee's beats, isn't it?
It probably is.
I went
Mike
to school
Lee.
With Mike Lee.
Yeah?
He was a guitarist. That was pretty good.
Huh.
Pretty. He actually dated Bingo for most of high school.
Bingo! Bingo! Yeah, I don't know. He dated a dog? No, I'm just kidding. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Old Bingo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you allergic to bees? Ever been stung?
No.
Ever been stung?
I have not been stung in a long time, though, probably since I was like single digits in age.
I was like 11 or somewhere around there and got stung on the elbow one time and cried like a baby, even though I was like a kind of a grown-up little kid. And then I didn't get stung again until 2008 when I lived in Lacombe and I was trying to re-roof the bus stop and there was a bunch of briars all up there. And I got stung on the arm and then it all swelled up and I thought I was allergic to bees for a second, but it went away and it was cool. But I got a story here from Madras. This would freak me out.
Lance has some bees growing up above his garage, above his car where it sits. They're really small right now, but I tell him he's got to spray those down or something quick.
Yeah, because bees keep trying to build nests in the back of my old Explorer that I don't drive anymore, and I open them up like every couple days and scrape the little honeycomb looking thing out of there. And like,
I can't because the door on my truck doesn't open.
Oh, are they building it in there too?
Oh, since before last summer.
Oh shit, they probably got a nice little nest in there.
Do you
now.
Think I could throw a bug bomb in there?
You could probably spray down along the cracks with, like, some wasp killer, but yeah. They'd probably come out like crazy. They are pretty dormant on the cold days. I open them up. Jaden has been seeing him, and he's like, bees in there? Bees in there? And I was like, it's cold and rainy. I don't think there's any bees. And I opened up, and there was, like, 12 of them on each side, but they were all, like, they were, like, really dormant. And so I just smashed the fuck out of them with this little plastic golf club. And he's like, kill the bees. Bees mean. Bees are mean. I was like, yeah, bees are mean. They sting you and shit. So this truck in Madras was carrying 500,000 bees, and it crashed on the highway, prompting an army of local bee handlers to come buzzing to the rescue. The driver of the truck said he swerved to avoid hitting an animal on Highway 97 north of Madras, and the truck rolled on its side. The bees were stuck.
Like two dogs fucking?
Yeah. Wearing protective gear, apprentice bee handlers from the Central Oregon Beekeepers Association inspected each of the 200 hives, which were not seriously damaged. There were, like, bees flying all over. But it doesn't say that anybody got stung. But that would freak me out if I'm driving a truck, I roll it onto its side, and all of a sudden there's fucking bees buzzing all around.
So was it a beehive they were carrying?
Or 200 this? Beehives on a truck.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
So it was 500,000 bees.
That's what I might do with my truck, since it's probably filled with that many bees. I might just, like, push the gas pedal down and send it down the road and then watch it explode full of bees.
That sounds like fun.
I don't know. Yeah, I want to get some of that wasp killer that you can spray from a few feet away or whatever.
Right.
And then I'll probably put that in a hose kind of a thing, you know, where it mixes with the water.
Right.
I wonder if that'll
work. So it's just the drawer's jammed or you don't have the key to it or what?
No, it's broke. Like,
oh, it's broke.
We couldn't get into my truck one time because we locked the keys in there. And in the thing of getting it through, you know, we busted that little the piece of metal.
Right.
So can't open it.
Damn it.
Not that I need to do anything with it anyway. I mean, they're eventually going to come throw it off.
Are you donating it or are you scrapping it or what are you doing?
I'm going to scrap it. I got to get the title changed over first.
Oh, so it's not in your name?
No.
Huh.
No, I got to get title changed over, and then which is like,
I think it's $50.
It's like 77 now.
Oh, is it?
That's fucking insane.
I know, it's retarded. We got to do that on the truck we just bought. Dana wanted to sell it before the tags got bad, but I don't know if we're going to be able to or not because.
Yeah. What are you wanting it for? Is it reliable?
Yeah, it's a daily driver. It just takes a lot of gas, and I live in Brownsville, so I'm always driving to Eugene and Portland. It gets like 15 miles a gallon.
The van?
No, not the van. The Explorer.
Oh, okay.
The green Explorer that we just recently bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think she's trying to get $1,000. It was kind of her deal. I bought it. It was my money, but she did the deal, and now she's talking about... She's trying to sell it, and she wants to get a car that gets like 25 to 30 miles a gallon, because...
I might be interested.
We drive a lot.
I might be interested.
All right. Well, I will tell her that, and yeah, it's the one that I got right out there now.
I'll be at the Salem... collector's market on April 21st. I bought a table over there at the Salem Fairgrounds.
That's a Sunday, huh? Yeah, because it's the day after 420.
I don't know.
Yep.
It is, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Is that good or bad? You didn't know?
I didn't know. It was just a reasonable rate, and they had a table available, and I had the money in my PayPal account, and I shipped it over, and I said, all right, I'll find a way over there.
How much space you got?
It's an 8-foot-long table. I'm not sure. This is an 8-foot table, right?
At least it might be 6.
Yeah, and so I mean, I'd imagine it's.
Because I think if I laid down on this table, I'd probably be all over it.
Yeah, Jerry. I mean,
I'd be all over that shit.
The Salem Armory is where it's at.
Oh, cool. So there'll be. It's like one of those indoor things where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, it's only $22 for anyone wanting a table over there.
Nice.
You know, you can sell collectibles. Recently been talking to Unfun Kitties, another novelty collectible shop that is local and just getting started.
Unfun?
Unfun Kitty. They sell like novelties like the Freeloader Spork.
Huh.
Have you seen those?
No.
It's like it looks like a spork. It's metal. But it expands up to 4 feet, I think.
Huh.
So like you can eat off your friend's plate.
So you could be sitting there. You could be sitting there eating, and then you could just go.
Yeah, you could get some mashed potatoes or some macaroni and cheese from their plate.
Nice.
And they sell a lot of Walking Dead collectibles.
Oh, cool!
It's some of the stock that they have.
Well, that will probably be a big hit.
Including, and they only made 2,000 of these. She said that she bought a Michonne katana.
That black chick?
Yeah.
Ooh, and what's a Michonne katana?
There's only 2,000. It was
a figure?
No, the katana is a sword.
Sword, the one that he poked the governor's eye out with.
He poked
the governor's eye out and killed his daughter.
Yep. So, I mean, I can only imagine that would go up in price, limited
hell
to 2,000.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're a big fan of watching those knife shows late at night.
Yeah, I used to be. Hey, you guys, maybe I'll send the knives with you.
Maybe. I'm not sure if where I'll be able to sell knives or not. I'll look at the specifics, but yeah.
Right on.
For sure.
I think I
I'd
about
always be looking for a split in space. And
at least like 5 to 10 of like, 5 to 10 different kinds of knives.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about 25
cool.
to 50.
I don't think I saw anything about weapons or anything in there.
As long as it's not over 4 inches, you can take it on a plane. These you can take on a plane, so you should buy them because it's only a 2-inch blade.
Yeah.
June bug.
You got some alligator skinners too, don't you?
Well, I only got one. I had some bigger ones that I pretty much was going to keep for myself. The gator
or
skinner.
The apocalypse,
and
right?
The red fox hunter. And for the apocalypse, definitely. And then I got I don't even know what they got, funny names.
Why doesn't anybody ever use those you see on, those cooking shows when they bring their own knives in, you know?
Bring out a big knife.
Yeah, bring out, the old Rambo Survivor knife, but, really nicely sharpened, like a real chef's knife, but have the, you know, the aesthetics of, the Rambo knife.
Exactly. With the compass on the end. And
yeah, or something, I can't think of any, the blade.
With the things on the back.
Yeah.
Little bottle opener things or the
battle
opener.
Or it could be like a garlic press. It could be smash with the back of the hilt.
Yeah. That'd be like a good mixed show, like a survival cooking show.
Yeah, it would be. Like The Cooking Dead. They got the Walking Dead, the Talking Dead. Now they could have the Cooking Dead.
Rambone steak. T-bone with T-bone steak with Rambo knife, or whatever. I think we're about ready to wrap her up for this Friday. I'd like you guys to check out all of our websites. Go to tagcastpodcast.com if you're not there already.
Flyjelly.com.
Check out our Amazon link. Buy some stuff for yourself or your friends, and we'll get a little kickback. Also,
Go to terryguile.com.
Terry.guile.
And sign up for
You gave me a challenge, huh?
Yeah.
I have zero subscribers on my website mailing list, which I didn't even know you could subscribe there. But, go to terryguile.com. That's TerryGeil.com. The dot is a period.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a bloody mess every month. But, yeah, check that out. It's probably getting pretty lame as far as shows coming up because I think I only got one booked right now. But, you probably got the old ones up there because I didn't tell you to take them down yet. But
I looked at them, but I still didn't take them down.
That's cool. It's better to say, oh, look, he's done all these gigs.
Yeah.
Look, he did these contests, and he lost every time. But, yeah, do that. And sickdaddy.com, vfmf.org, all those. Go check them out. And Pizza Now. Don't forget about those guys. Yeah. They give us good food and complete
Chris came over
resolutions.
And yapped it up with me earlier today and good times. Had some fun talks.
Chris Salmon, owner, operator of Pizza Now, is going to be a guest on our show coming up within the next month or two, and we're going to talk about some Stephen King miniseries.
We talked about some pizzas. Talked about various pizzas.
Cool. We talked a couple weeks ago. I talked to him about the pizza convention that he went to in Vegas, and he said he had a good time and kind of sized up the competition and that he could take these people in a box folding competition. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him and his wife for box folding masters.
Yeah, I bet that's not all they do with boxes. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. We will see you on Monday for another great show, I'm sure. We're coming up to 420 here pretty soon.
Yeah.
On 419. So if you'd like to be a guest on that day, I think we're already booked, so fuck off. No, I don't know. Who do we got coming up? Anybody?
We got Jim Lauder coming up.
All right.
And we got...
found out Travis from Yob lives in Albany, and we could probably just go to his house and do an interview with him.
Well, let's do it.
And he's looking at buying a house in Albany with a basement for jamming purposes.
Nice.
So he did get back to me. Yob has a show in September, but they don't think it's the 21st, and he's hoping that that will work out. So
right on, yeah.
We're not telling you what that's about. Yep. Tune in later for that in August. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep.
Oh, check out Zappacast.com, too.
TagCastPodcast.com.